A tomb that's wide on the bottom and narrow on top, and there's a mason side of it. We're talking about where there's a rock jutting out from the mountain. In the first one, called a Shein Hasela. And this rock is hollow, and a mace is put inside the rock. Somebody who touches the sides of this tomb, if he touches it towards the bottom, he is tar, and if he touches it towards the top, he is tummy. As even though a regular kever, the dinit that has spread the tomb all around, and somebody who touches the side of a kever would become tummy. But this is not a regular kever, as it was not hollowed out al das to put a mace there. Just we found a hollowed out rock jutting out from a mountain, and we put a mace there. So we wouldn't say the entire rock is considered part of the kever. So the dinit is only the part of the rock that's underneath the cover is considered part of the kever, and somebody who touches over there would become tummy. So therefore, this aura, it's wide on the bottom and narrow on top. Towards the bottom where it gets wide, that's not underneath the cover. So somebody who touches here would not become tummy. But somebody who touches the side near the top where it's still narrow, the place that he touches is below the cover, so therefore somebody who touches over there would become tummy. Rechava momala, ditzara momata, hanugeba mikomakon tummy. If this aura is wide towards the top and narrow towards the bottom, then the din is somebody who touches the side, whether towards the top or towards the bottom, would become tummy, as since it's wide on top and narrow on the bottom, anywhere where you touch on the sides would be below the cover. So therefore, that would be considered part of the kever, and somebody who touches the sides would become tummy. Haisa shava hanogeaba mikomakon tummy divrei Rabbi Eliezer. If it was even, if the sides towards the top and towards the bottom had the same width, in such a case, whether he touches toward the top or toward the bottom, he would become tummy, according to Rabbi Eliezer, as since it's even, wherever he touches on the side would be below the cover, and he would become tummy. Rabbi Yeshua Omer, mitefach ulamata antar, mitefach ulamala antar. Rabbi Yeshua said, that which is in it, that if you touch the side of the arm below the cover, you become tummy. That's only if you touch it up to a tefach below the floor of the arm. But if you touch it below a tefach under the floor of the arm, you would not become tame, as anything underneath the tefach below the floor is no longer considered part of the arm and would not convey tumah. So therefore he said, mitefach ulamatan tar, underneath the tefach below the floor, if you touch over there, you would be tar. Mitefach ulamalan tame, but if you touch the side above a tefach below the floor of the arm, you would become tame. Ha'asuya kemin kamatra, hanogea ba mikol makon tame. If this arm was made like a kamatra, meaning to say that a kamatra is that the cover of the arm is resting on the sides of the arm, then the din is, as we've said, that anybody who touches the sides, whether towards the top or towards the bottom, would be tummy. As we said, if it's even, or if it's wide on top, if you touch the side, whether towards the top or the bottom, you would become tummy, as the plate that you're touching is below the cover. Kamin galuskos hanugeba mikom makom tar chut mi makom psichasa. But if the kever was made like a galuskos, meaning to say that the cover of the arm, instead of resting on the sides, was inside, pressed against the sides, in such a case, the din would be different. Somebody who touches the side, no matter where he touched, towards the bottom or towards the top, he would be tar. As since the cover does not rest on the sides, it's in the inside, pressed against the sides. So when you touch the sides, you're not touching below the cover, and as was said, that this type of aron that's in the Shein Hasela only conveys tuma towards the side if you're touching below the cover, and since the cover is inside the arm pressed against the side, when you touch the side, you're not touching below the cover, so therefore in that case you'd be tall, with the exception of somebody who touches the aron, the makom psichasa, meaning he touches the cover that's in the opening of the aron, he would become tummy, but if he touches the side, he would not become tummy. An earthenware barrel that is sitting on its bottom, meaning it's sitting upright, and it's in the aver, it's in the open ear. This chavetz is not makabel tum. And the way the chavetz is made is that it's narrow on top and on bottom, and it protrudes in the middle, like a beten, a belly. Ukazayif and a mate, nasan tachtel, obitocha, kinege kokoroso. And to the kazayif and a mate, either underneath the chavetz, or inside the chavetz, on the bottom of the chavetz. Tuma bakas v'ola, bakas v'yoredes, v'hachavis tmeh. The tuma that's on the bottom of the chavis or underneath the chavis, it would break its way through and go up and be metame everything on top of the tuma. Or it would break its way through and go down and be metame everything underneath the tuma. It would be metame kale that are underneath the chavis that are directly below the kedayis ben hameis. And the chavis is tmeh. Not to say literally that the chavis is tmeh, as we're talking about a chavis that's not metame tuma. But all kale that are directly below or above the tuma, even if they're inside the chavis, would become tame. And this chavis, even though it's not makabel tuma, would not protect the kalim inside of it if those kalim are directly above or underneath the tuma. And since the opening of the chavis is towards the top, so there's no hefsek, there's nothing in between the aver of the chavis itself and the aver on top of the chavis. So it's impossible to differentiate and say that kalim that are hanging on top of the chavis above the tuma would become tame, while the kalim inside the chavis would be tar, since there's no hefsek, there's nothing in between the aver of the chavis itself and the aver on top of the chavis, and therefore the kalim inside the chavis would become tame if it's directly above or underneath the tuma. Tachas doifna mi b'chot. Tuma b'kas v'oila b'kas v'yoredet. B'chavis tahir. If the tuma is underneath the wall of the chavis, outside the chavis, meaning to say, as we said, this chavis has a belly that protrudes. And there's a kedayis ben hameis underneath that belly, outside the chavis. So the din is that the tuma would break its way through up and down, and the chavis would be tar. And this chavis, as we said, is not makabel tuma. So therefore, it's not chaytik b'snei tuma. So the tuma breaks its way through up and down, and that's the reason why in the previous case also the tuma broke its way through up and down, as the chavis is not chaytik b'snei tuma. But the difference between this case and the previous case is that in this case, all kalim inside the chavis itself would be tar. And since the chavis is not makabel tuma, it protects the kalim inside of it from becoming tuma. And in this case, since the kedayis ben hameis is underneath the belly, underneath the protruding middle of the chavis, so there is a hefsek between the aver of the belly of the chavis and the aver above the chavis. So therefore, we could be metame kalim that are above the mace, that are above the chavis, and be metame the kalim inside the chavis, since there's a hefsek, there's something in between them, which is the protruding belly of the chavis. So the dinah, so the tumah goes straight up and down, and all kalim above and underneath the mace would become tame. But kalim inside the chavis, even if it's inside the protruding belly of the chavis, and therefore either directly above or underneath the mace, those kalim would be tar, since the chavis would protect those kalim from becoming tamei. B'teicha v'tachas doifna. And yet b'dofna is b'seach tefach hakol tamei u'kineged pia tar. If there's a kezayis ben hameis inside the chavis and underneath the wall of the chavis, meaning to say that the kezayis ben hameis is inside the protruding belly of the chavis. If there's an area of a poseach tefach, a tefach by a tefach, in the belly of the chavis, where the kedayis ben hameis is, in such a case, that tefach would act as an oil and bring the tumah all around the belly of the chavis. So all kalim inside the belly of the chavis, or above or below the belly of the chavis, even if they're outside the chavis, would become tameh. But all kalim that are keneged pia would be tar, meaning to say kalim that are directly below or above the opening of the chavis would be tar, and over there there is no oil, there's nothing to bring the tumah keneged the opening of the chavis. Instead, the oil only brings the tumah around the belly of the chavis, and any kalim inside the belly of the chavis or above or below the belly of the chavis, even if they're outside the chavis, would become tameh. But any kalim that are keneged pia, that are directly below or above the opening of the chavis, would remain tar. Ve'im lav tumah b'kas v'oila b'kas v'yoredet. But if where the tumah is in the belly of the chavis, there is less than a poseach tefach, in such a case, since there's less than a tefach, it would not act as an oil. So the din would be that the tumah would go directly above and down, it would break its way through up and down, and any kalim directly above or below the mace would become tameh, but kalim that are to the side of the mace, even if they're inside the belly of the chavis, would not become tameh, and since there is no oil, the tumah would only go up and down, it would not be carried throughout the belly of the chavis. The medvar mamurim b'tahara. Until now we were discussing a case where the chavis was tahara, meaning the chavis was not yet makabel tuma. For example, the chavis was not yet baked in an oven. As when we bake the chavis in an oven, that's considered the gemar, the completion of the kli cheres, and only at that point is it makabel tuma. Avum haisa tmeh. But if the chavis was tmeh, was makabel tuma, was already baked in an oven, then the din would be different. O gavoh min ha'aretz tefach, o mechusah o kafuya al pia, or even if the chavit is not makabel tumah, but it was a tepach above the ground, or even if it was resting on the ground and wasn't makabel tumah, but it was covered with another kli, that kli would act as an oil. What we're talking about with that kli was not sealed tightly to the top of the chavit, so therefore the tumah could get in and break through that kli. O kafuya al pia, or the chavit, even though it was not makabel tumah, but it was turned over with the opening towards the bottom. The din is tumah tachtel b'teicha o agaba hakol tameh. In these three cases, whether the tumah was underneath the chavis or inside the chavis or on top of the chavis, everything would be tameh. All the kelim inside the chavis would become tameh, and all kelim underneath the chavis would become tameh, even if it's not directly above or underneath the tumah. As in the first case, when the chavis is makabel tumah, since the chavis is makabel tumah, it would become tameh from the mace. Even though a chavis is only metabel tumah from the inside, not from the outside, but the tumah would get to the inside and be metame the chavis. And once the chavis is tame, all the kelim inside the chavis would also become tame. Even though the din is that a kli charet that is tame would not be metame kelim that are in the aver of the kli charet, that are suspended in the ear of the kli charet. But in this case, it would be metame all of the kelim inside the chavis, even if it's not directly above or underneath the tumah. The reason being is that since at the same time that the tumah is underneath or above the chavis, there are kelim inside the chavis, this case would be an exception, and the kelim would become tame. That which we said, that a kli charet is not metame kelim inside of it, that's only if the kelim inside of it were there after the tumah was taken away. But in this case, at the same time that the tumah was there below or above the chavis, the kelim were also inside the chavis, all those kelim become tame. So therefore, even though the tumah only goes directly up or down, since the kli charet has become tame, all the kelim inside the kli charet, even though it's not directly above or underneath the mace, would become tame. But kelim that are on top of the kli charet, that are suspended on top of the kli charet, would only become tame if it's directly above or below the tumah. But if it's to the side, it would not become tame. As we said, the tumah only goes directly up or down in this case. Now, in the second case, where the kli charet is not directly on the ground, the tefach above the ground, when the tumah gets underneath the chavis, since the chavis is a tefach above the ground, it acts as an oil, spreading the tumah throughout the bottom of the chavis. And then the tumah would break its way up and down and be metame all kelim inside the kli charet and underneath the kli charet, plus all kelim above the kli charet, even if those kelim are not directly above or underneath the chavis. As even though we just said that when the chavis is makabel tumah, even though all the kelim inside the kli charet become tame, even if they're not directly above or underneath the tumah, but kelim above the kli charet will only become tame if it's directly above or underneath the tumah. But in this case, since the chavis is the tefach above the ground and it acts as oil spreading the tumah throughout the bottom of the chavis, the tumah would break its way through up and down and be metame all kelim above or underneath the chavis, even if it's not directly above or underneath the tumah. And in the case where the chavis is covered by a kli, that kli also would act as an oil and spread the tumah all around, and then it break its way through up and down and be metame all kelim above or underneath the chavis or inside the chavis, whether or not the kelim are directly above or underneath the tumah. And the same would be true in the case where the chavis is turned upside down. The bottom of the chavis would also act as the oil, and the din would be the same. The tumah would be spread all around and would be metame everything above or underneath or inside the chavis.